It's the 3S Old Bachelors on a Saturday night. What's up, guys? I come with some little bit of sad news. Maria cannot join us again tonight because she's not feeling too well. She's not doing too well. So we all said a prayer for her, all three of us. And if you could all say a prayer for her to feel better, we'd appreciate it. So feel better, Maria, from the 3S Old Bachelors. Okay, so, what's up? How you guys doing today? I don't have too much material. Nothing really went on. But I wanted to talk about last week at Long Beach Island. So, it was pretty fun. We went to the beach the next day again. I got sunburned as shit. Went in the water. I made some burgers. Oh, the waves were pretty big, too. That was that. Danny came over. As soon as I pulled in from coming home from Long Beach Island, he ran to my driveway. Barely getting out of my door. Hi, Eric. Oh, fuck. He comes to my door. He comes to my door. He's like, by the way, I'm a DJ now, so if you need a DJ, I swear to God, this kid's delusional. Every week, it's something different. Oh, I'm a DJ. Oh, I'm a realtor. This and that. So that's what I have about that. It never fails. Every single fucking time I get food, and I go to sit down and watch a nice movie with my beautiful food, all ready to go, doesn't work. Every single time, there's some kind of problem where I can't watch the movie, there's a connection issue. Oh, it's so frustrating because I swear to God, it's every single damn time. And I gotta sit there like an asshole with my food waiting, I'm hungry, it's getting cold, I'm trying to get this damn movie to go. Every single time. Come on! What else did you say I was going to talk about? This weather is bullshit. It's fucking like 66, 65 degrees out. I know it's September, but it's the beginning of September. Usually, beginning of September, it's still warm and shit. The other day it was 90 degrees, and now it was like 60 degrees. So now we're sitting here with old jackets on in the screen room. Not happy about summer ending. Hate the cold. And now that means we're going to have to sit out here in the screen room when it's fucking cold out. With a little shit-ass heater. And because we can't go to Mr. Peabody's house because the TV's not working. So, that really sucks. What else? I'm trying to think of things here. The fourth asshole bachelor, Igor. We asked him to come tonight, but he's too busy in Jersey. Annoying me about texts about cats and grumpy cats. Let's see. Oh, yeah! So, also last week. Wait, I think I covered that already. I covered that in the last podcast. Never mind. Spider-Man game finally came out! Yeah! Oh, that's what I was going to say. So, finally got my Spider-Man game. I had to wait in line. It wasn't too bad. I only waited like half an hour. And I was playing my game all night, and then both my parents were screaming at me. Because playing the game all day, and just yelling and screaming at me. Like, it's my TV, first of all. I bought the TV. And it's in the den. The den was originally... Okay, the den used to have a tenant, and we kicked the tenant out. When my parents kicked the tenant out, it was agreed that that was going to be my apartment. The side house, the apartment. So they had it renovated. Then they changed their mind and says, no, we're going to use it as a den. And I'm the only asshole here. Both neighbors on both sides use the side apartment as their apartment. I'm the only asshole. It's not my apartment. So I was making a stink about that. They were yelling at me about that. Telling me to move out. I'm like, this is supposed to be my apartment. That made them even madder. I was like, this is my TV. I bought it. Then I got called selfish. They told me I better move the game somewhere else. It was a whole bunch of screams. But the next day it was all right. They said I could play my game. And originally they wanted me to move the TV out, move the old TV back in. And that's a lot of work. I wasn't going to do that. So that was that. We're going to wrap it up like a present. That's pretty much all we got. Nothing really too much happened this week. So next week there'll be no podcast again because I'll be upstate. I'm going to go to the air show. And I don't remember what I used to call it. I don't even know if I gave him a name from upstate. Oh, it doesn't matter. Oh. I don't know if we get... Hold on. I don't know if it was this week or last week. I think it was last week. I don't know if I gave them names, but Mr. Peabody calls them the Gruesome Twosome, and my mom called them the Fat Slops. but they were in my pool, and she was mad, so she was like, oh, they take a bath in the pool. The Fat Slops, they smell. They said, using our pool for a bathtub. But anyway, they might be going up to stay with me. And they're nice people, though. But they are really fat, but they're really nice people. That's not nice, though. That's really not nice. They're nice people. But they're coming upstate, and, well, hopefully. And we're going to see, let's call him the Cherokee Indian. We'll give him that name. So I'm going upstate to see the Cherokee Indian, and we're going to see the air show. And, the Gruesome Twosome's car, he got taken for a ride with his car. They basically sold him a lemon. He didn't know well enough because he's not really good with cars. So they sold him a junk car, and the Cherokee Indian came down here to check it out. He's like, yo, they took you for a ride, son. I would just junk it. So now he's out another car after he had another car, he got into an accident, and I had to get this car. And now he's out of car again because he's having, like, cooling issues, the antifreeze and shit. So, yeah, so there'll be no podcast next week. And we'll have to wait for the week after. Hopefully we can bring our guests on. Hopefully Maria can come. The fourth bachelor, asshole bachelor, Igor. And we have another guest that I actually haven't met yet. It's a girl. I don't know what we should call her. Hold on. Let's call her Julie. So I haven't met her yet, but we're going to try and get her as a guest on here too in 2 weeks. So anyway, we're going to wrap this up like a present and ends to three asshole bachelors on a Saturday night.